The city of Detroit will begin introducing residential street parking zones in 4 downtown neighborhoods next month. By the end of February, there will be 23 designated areas in total. Permits will be handled virtually. Keith Hutchings is Detroit's municipal parking director. He tells WDET's Alex McLennan each zone will be laid out based on the area's needs.
In some instances, it might be whole block faces, whole segments of blocks. In others, it could be partial blocks. It could be a combination of a whole block face and a partial block face. They are really very surgically designed for each specific neighborhood. Each zone is slightly different.
So when this change goes into effect, how is the average person on the street going to kind of notice the difference? Is there going to be different markings in that area, or what should people be looking out for so that they know whether they're kind of tripping into one of those zones?
Yeah, we wanted to make this easy for everybody. So the same signage that we've had for nearly the past decade, you will see that same type of zone signage, along with some directional signage that alerts you that if you don't have a permit, either you can or you can't park there, and when you can park there without a permit, and it alerts the motorist that this is a residential zone. In most residential parking zones, you do not have to have a permit 100% of the time to park there. We do allow you to park there at certain times. And in those zones, the meter nor the app will allow you to pay for that residential zone beyond the time you're allowed to park. So that helps to avoid any mistakes that people may have. Now, if you have a permit, regardless of the time, you can park in that zone without paying the meter at any point.
So you mentioned some areas where it'll be okay to park during certain hours and then it becomes just residential. For areas that are set up like that, is there going to be like a universal hour number that we're looking for, or hours going to be different from zone to zone?
It'll be different from zone to zone because it's uniquely designed for each specific area. Some areas have different commercial needs that stretch the hours out. Some areas have different events, like, you know, if you're around Little Caesars Arena, those can be a little bit more challenging. So the hours will be different for each zone.
And then there's also categories for sub permits in this for visitors or caregivers or people that may need to be in those residential zones. So how will people go about getting those if that applies to them? Is that all tied to the person who might be the resident in that area, or is there a separate application process, or can you kind of explain that?
Yeah, that's a great question. In your initial portion of your question was 100% accurate. The permit is controlled 100% by the permit holder. So if you have a guest that you want to come over, you provide the guest pass. So you're in control of that, not anybody just being able to take that. So it gives the resident full control of their permits. Same thing with the caregiver's pass. That is also controlled by the permit holder.
Is there a cost associated with getting the permits?
The cost of the permits are $60 for an annual pass, and that's for a regular pass and for property owner pass. Now, we do have some discounted permits. That's for seniors, 65 and above, and for those individuals who qualify for income exemption, those are $30 annual permits. There's a one-time fee of $35 for administrative fee for the permits, and once you pay that, you don't have to pay that the next following years to renew. The visitor's pass, you get 30 of those annually, and they're $1 a piece, and the resident who has the account is responsible for paying that fee.
So a visitor pass is like a single-use kind of pass?
That's correct. It's a 24-hour pass. You can execute it in real time, or let's say you got some people coming over Christmas, you could put it in for a future date, and it will work on that day for 24 hours.